Raise a pint for the Pub Songs podcast. Music and commentary from Celtic American musician Mark Gunn. And now a toast. There are good ships and there are wood ships. There are ships that sail the sea. But the best ships are friendships. And may they always be. Sláinte!
Shady. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of the lady. Wa-dee-doo, wa-dee-doo, da-dee-dee, wa-dee-doo, wa-dee-dee-dee. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of the lady. She left her father's castle gate, she left her own fine lover, she left her servants and she left her state to follow her gypsy rover. Wa-dee-doo, wa-dee-doo, da-dee-dee, wa-dee-doo, wa-dee-dee-dee. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a lady. On a goose feather bed with silken sheets for cover, tonight she'll sleep on the cold, cold ground with her whistling gypsy rover. Wa-dee-doo, wa-dee-doo, da-dee-dee, wa-dee-doo, wa-dee-dee-dee. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of the lady. His fastest steed and roamed the valleys all over. He sought his daughter at great speed and the whistling gypsy rover. Wa-dee-doo, wa-dee-doo, da-dee-dee, wa-dee-doo, wa-dee-dee-dee. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a lady. Last to a mansion fine down by the river Clady, and there was music and there was wine for the gypsy and his lady. Wa-dee-doo, wa-dee-doo, da-dee-dee, wa-dee-doo, wa-dee-dee-dee. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of the lady. My father, she said, but lord of these lands all over, and I shall stay till my dying day with my whistling gypsy rover. Ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-doo, da-dee-dee, ah-dee-doo, ah-dee-dee-dee. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a lady.
Welcome to season 4 of the Pub Songs podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, and that was Gypsy Rover from my CD of Irish Drinking Songs, The Cat Lover's Companion, in fact. That was the original songs. They were all parodied on Irish Drinking Songs for Cat Lovers. It's a good CD, and I didn't just realize it, but I was talking to someone last week when I was playing at the Kerry Pub and realized the cover, the title, kind of it's a bit of a misnomer. It doesn't say Irish Drinking Songs. I love the cover, don't get me wrong, it's awesome. Molly Lord did a beautiful job on that album cover, but it doesn't seem to do nearly as well as it could, so I'm gonna see what I can do with that. But it is a new year, 2009, and I am now living in New Orleans. I had my first gig here as a resident at the Cary Pub last week, and that show went fantastic. And now I'm just sitting here, you know, working on what the plans are for the new year. One of the things that I want to do is I want to start doing this podcast more frequently. Pretty much every other week is the plan, and I'm going to aim for Mondays every other week, see if I can get that out, and we'll see what happens. Me following schedules is not a commonplace good thing. It doesn't always happen. So we'll just see what happens. But I got some a lot of plans for this year. Lots of CDs lined up, some vacation tours, secured a couple gigs already, and I'm working on lots more. So got lots to do here. First thing I want to tell you about, though, is the Sunset Connoisseur Society. You can find it at markgun.net. This is the, well, network for the people who enjoy my music and podcasts and such. It's a special place. You can drop by and become a member for free, no problems. That's where I'm also going to post some free MP3s as they pop up and other stuff. Who knows what will be there? Oh, there's lots of pictures. It is the Sunset Connoisseur Society. If you're not familiar with the Sunset Connoisseur Society, the SCS, as it, the acronym is. It's something I started last year. Basically, the whole concept is to go out on Thursday and watch the sunset. That's it. You know, there's a meeting all around the world, wherever you're at. You can enjoy sunsets. The sunset in New Orleans is this Thursday at 5:23 p.m. And there's a website called timeanddate.com where you can find a sunrise and sunset calculator to find out what time the sun is setting in your area. It all started because I have a friend, Stacy, who, as she was driving home, she pulled off on the side of the road just to watch the sunset. And I thought that was just a beautiful thing. So that's kind of the whole goal of it. And if you have pictures, great. I'm still pretty crappy at taking pictures of sunset, but I think I'm gonna find someplace special this week to enjoy the sunset and every week. Let's get started with our weekly meetings. You know, talk about it at markgun.net. The other thing I want to tell you about is the Celtic invasion of Italy. Celticinvasion.com is the website. It is pretty sparse. All it has is basically the itinerary for the trip to Italy, which is happening this May. I do have space available. I think I'm going to close it off soon. Originally, I was, you know, aiming for like 10 people. Then the demand seemed so high, I raised it to 15. And then several people dropped out. And now I'm thinking, you know, maybe I'll just keep it down there at the lower number and then maybe just get a van. And instead of hitting the railroads, which is what I was planning to do with a group, get a van, and then we could drive and maybe make a few extra little fun stops with a smaller group, which is one thing that's nice about having a smaller group. One of the reasons why I decided to do it this way. So what's the whole idea behind the Celtic Invasion vacation? Basically, what the plan is, it is a vacation. This is not, the goal is not to see everything in Europe or in Italy or wherever. One of the things I found when I was doing the tour of Ireland is, you know, the places that we had the most fun were the places that were the most relaxed, where we weren't pressing ourselves to see the sights. We just relaxed and enjoyed the company of the other people on the tour, just had fun together as a group. And that's kind of the goal of the Celtic Invasion vacations, is to enjoy the sights. And then, of course, you know, at nighttime, I'll play some music. You know, we just have some grand crack together. It's just fun. Crack being the Irish phrase for fun and partying and such. Not, you know, yeah, not that. It's the other stuff. The idea for this trip is we are going to go, you know, hit some sights. Siena, Florence. Oh, God, Florence is exquisite. Beautiful city. And, of course, Rome. Oh, we're staying in a villa. It's just outside of San Gimignano. It's like a 15-minute walk into San Gimignano. It's the pictures look spectacular. And of course, if you've ever been to Tuscany, if you've ever seen pictures, it is one of the most amazing countrysides you will ever see on the planet. It's exquisite. My friend Jamie was telling me just the other day that she ran into some Italian guy, and she asked him what her favorite place in Italy was, and he said San Gimignano. It's like this walled medieval town, and it has these huge towers, which are really cool. And it's a big artistic town, too, with lots of shops and great atmosphere. It's just beautiful. So Volterra is the other place. They have a lot of pottery, actually. That's what I remember there when my mom took me there back in high school. It's a lot of really neat artistic shops, potteries and such. I know San Gimignano has a lot of art galleries and such, as I recall. You know, this is going to be a total experiment, and I'm expecting it to be flying off our cuff and just having a great, relaxing time. So I hope you'll come join me. It's at CelticInvasion.com. You can find out more. I'd love to see you there. I'm going to go on and play a song now. This is Marion Call. Marion Call is a songwriter out of Alaska. She won the best original song in the Sing a Song for Saffron contest that I won best folk song for she said her name was Saffron. And this is from her CD, Got to Fly. It's the song that won. It's called It Was Good for You Too. This is a beautiful song. She's awesome. Here is Marion Call. Find her at marioncall.com.
Don't you cry now, sweetie, just you put that gun away. All I did was play the part you wanted me to play. You thought that you were handsome and strong and good in bed. I just agreed with you and you swallowed every word I said. Oh, honey, did you really think you were special, dear, unique? And did you really think I was so needy and so weak? I robbed you blind, I left you crying, I played you for a fool. But you're the one who let me admit it. It was good for you too. I had a better hand this time, you'll win some other day. It's a cruel game, but just the same, it's one that we all play. I've seen you force your hand before. You're no angel either, dear. So put your hands where I can see them, and let's get one thing clear. You're pathetic. Did you really have to spring for that new tattoo? Did you really think that I would choose to stay with you? I gave you what you wanted. You returned the favor too. We've both made out quite nicely. Admit it, it was good for you too. Oh, admit it was good for you. Because I know that it was good for you too. Night, sweetie.
I want to thank the following podcasts for playing my music: Knitter and Critters, That Blue Jeans Guy, Much To Do About Nothing, Paquin's Sun Comics, Kid Dog Show, and Truth and Hope. You can find links to all those shows at pubsong.com, but I really appreciate any bit of featuring that I can get for my music. And, you know, I mean, this is something that I've talked about on a number of occasions, is I love getting my music out. I make a lot of it available for free. If you haven't seen the Mark Songs podcast, markgun.com/MarkSongs. Right now, there's about a year's worth of my music on there. And I, you know, you can listen to and download a lot of it, find out which CDs you want to buy. It's a great way to do it. There'll be more stuff coming in the future, but right now, as I've been taking a break, yeah, that's one of those things that's, yeah, we'll get back to that. But I am working on some new stuff. Right now, I've been working on editing an auto harp instrumental CD, which I'm tentatively calling Heart's Ease, because that's the name of one of the songs on there. And as Jamie pointed out, you know, that's a good title for the album, because it's a very It's a very relaxing album. It is all instrumental, just me and the auto harp. Lots of pretty stuff, stuff I've been releasing over the past year. So you'll be hearing more of that in the very near future. I'm also excited to announce that I am officially booked for Icon in New York. That is on the first week of May. April, sorry. Why did I write down May? That's April. So I will be there. I will be performing. Mark your calendars. Come join me. It's in a new location. I forget the name of the town, but it's also on Long Island. It's going to be a great time, so come join me. One of the things I was asking on my blog, on my website, was requesting feedback for 2008. I wanted to find out what you have thought about, well, me and whatnot, and just the interaction and what kind of CDs you enjoyed, podcasts you enjoyed. I got lots of plans. Oh, I got, you know, there's a lot of plans I have for this coming year too. Like the next CD that I think after this instrumental CD I'm going to work on is Happy Songs of Death. I was thinking about doing another Celtic one, Irish one for St. Patrick's Day, but I think it's a little too late for that. So I'm just going to go jump into Happy Songs of Death because there's a few songs that I want to share with you. I still should finish writing that song I wanted to do. So the reason this album came about is once upon a time, I was listening to this Italian song called Le Pulci d'Acqua. And it's about this flea on the water. Of course, when I heard it and I was listening, I couldn't understand the lyrics. And I was thinking, wait, I thought it was about the Black Death. It had this old style Italian sound. And I was thinking, this song has got to be about the Black Death. And so I got really excited and came up with this idea, Happy Songs of Death, because it's really bouncy. You know, I should play that. Can I put that in there? Yeah, I'm gonna throw a little clip of that in here. I don't actually have permission to play a full song, but I could play, you know, 30 seconds to give you an idea what this is. It's by Angelo Branduardi. It's called La Pulce dell'Acqua. Here's a little small clip.
Pulce d'acqua che l'ombra ti rubò e tu ora sei malato e la mosca d'autunno che hai schiacciato non ti perdonerà sull'acqua del ruscello forse tu troppo ti sei inchinato tu chiami la tua ombra ma lei non ritornerà.
Isn't that the coolest sounding song? Yeah, the whole thing is fantastic. You can find out more about it on the website at pubsong.com. But that was the inspiration for Happy Songs of Death. And I'm going to try to see if I can get that done, hopefully by St. Patrick's Day. I'm going to try to start working on that as soon as I finish this instrumental CD. Really, all it requires is the recording of one more song, maybe two, and then mixing and mastering. So it's pretty close to being finished. Oh, and a cover. I still need a CD cover. And now a little bit of rambling over a pint. That's my listener feedback section. I got a few comments from the last podcast, and if you want to send a comment about the podcast, email slancha@markgun.com with Pub Songs Podcast in the subject line. I'd love to get your feedback. So Derek Parks writes, just wanted to say I really enjoy the Pub Songs Podcast. I'm always looking for great music to listen to while programming, and the Pub Songs Podcast is definitely that. The only problem with it is that I have to stop myself from singing along in the office. Hope to catch you next time you're in Colorado. Blue skies and best wishes. Thank you, Derek. You know, I'm hoping to get to Colorado soon. I have a friend up in, I'm drawing a blank in the town, just south of Denver. And she sells my Irish drinking songs for cat lover CDs. And I told her, you know, as soon as she can raise enough money from selling those CDs, you know, I'll give me a pay for a free trip up to, well, not a free trip, but you know, it's still money in the pocket, but it'll get me a trip to Colorado. And from what I understand, she actually has raised that. So now I just need to find a venue. So if you know of any good venues, send me the website and a contact name and email. If you could, that's the best way to do that. You know, I'll go from there. I'll just start emailing people and see what I can come up with. Andrew Henderson from Victoria, Australia writes, I got an auto harp as a present a few years ago and tuned it by ear, but I wasn't that interested in playing it. I then found and listened to your music on download.com and fell in love with the auto harp. A few weeks ago, I finally got around to properly tuning it and now sounds wonderful. Now I am slowly teaching myself to play it. I hope this year that I can join a band and play with them. I was speaking to the band's organizer about it last year, but she had never heard of an auto harp. I have since found your two podcasts and put them at the top of my favorites list. I also hope to buy your CDs this year when I have a bit of more money. Cool, Andrew. The funny thing is, auto harp is not a common instrument. There's just a handful of us who are doing it professionally. You know, what, 30 maybe? You go to autoharpquarterly.com has a list of all the auto harpers performing around the world. I'm not sure who all is in Australia who plays the auto harp, honestly. I'm sure there are a few people. I doubt there's many because there's not that many here. So you can find a lot of auto harps in the United States. And if you go to like a elementary school and talk to the music teachers, because a lot of times they have the instrument, but it's so unused that it's so out of tune and the teachers don't really want to spend the time tuning it, which I don't blame them. So, because it used to take me like 15, 20 minutes to tune the auto harp. Since then, it's kind of, you know, toned down and a lot quicker. I can get it done just like that. But, you know, 3 minutes, yeah, it can take a while. So, anyways, thank you again, Andrew. And thank you. And if you want to send your listener feedback, send it to slancha@markgun.com with Pub Songs Podcast in the subject line. I think that's about all I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to finish up with one of the songs that I just mixed from the, well, Heartsease, the unnamed auto harp CD, which I'm already naming. So I wrote it down as unnamed auto harp CD, and that name just sticking with me. So the tune is called The Mage of Mirth. Who knows when the CD will be out? I'm hoping in next month, maybe. And meantime, I will talk to you on this podcast in a couple of weeks, but you can also go to my website at markgun.com to find the Mark Weeklies, where I will update you online of what's going on. Thank you all very much for listening, and I will talk to you soon. Sláinte. This podcast was produced by Mark Gunn. Send your feedback to Slancha at markgunn.com with Pub Songs Podcast in the subject line. Then visit me online at pubsong.com.